A celebration of Christ the King is the conclusion, so to speak, of our liturgical year. In a week we'll be beginning a new liturgical year with the celebration of Advent. And the liturgical year has its rhythm. And as the time goes, all leads to a conclusion, a great conclusion. But like when we watch a movie, that when it comes to the end of the movie, we ask ourselves, wow, or we just stand there and said, I was not expecting this. An element of surprise. Or even in a symphony, an orchestra, a beautiful piece, and then sometimes you wait the grand finale and it's expected. And we are surprised and say, wow, I did not expect that. I believe that's a feeling that we could get when we celebrate Christ the King. Because the word King, culturally, historically, for us, brings so much. No, we don't live in a kingdom, but we hear about them since we are children. Beginning from the fairy tales, they all happen in a princess, a prince, kings, in faraway kingdoms. And then what we see today in the world. The most famous kingdoms, the king and the queen don't have the political power of a time, but still they catch the attention of the world. If not the whole time, when none of them gets married. The whole world is 2 in the morning to watch, a royal wedding. Yet we come to our celebration, and it's different. We see, we heard in the gospel talking about Jesus Christ the King, but one who is nailed to a cross. How can we consider that a king? Or that fit for a king, when perhaps in our minds, king and kingship will come with, power and riches and castles and palaces and whatever, beautiful garments. And here we have Jesus naked, hanging on the cross. I think it's showing us what we have seen this year. Pope Francis concluded the Jubilee year, special, extraordinary year of mercy. We had a few pilgrims here from our parish that still, the last week, they were able still to pass through the Holy Door in the Vatican. But as the Pope said, I just read the small article this morning when I woke up, since they are way ahead of us until the celebration was gone, is just saying it's not that mercy ends here. The doors for reconciliation must always be opened. And we come to the conclusion this year, all with the Gospel of Luke that we have seen every Sunday. And time and again we saw examples of mercy. The Good Samaritan, Zacchaeus, the merciful father and his two sons, the prodigal one and the older one. And so many can go on. Every Sunday we had a message of mercy. And it could not be different when we celebrate the conclusion, Christ the King. Because even at the last moment in the cross, Jesus was showing God's mercy. Telling, you know, amidst the people, soldiers, the people, the religious leaders of the time, they're all mocking him. They're all, you know, teasing him, sneering. There's so many words that they use there in the Gospels. And if you are the king, you know, if you are the Son of God, if you are this, if you are, why don't you come down? Well, because he had to go to the end. Because he was not playing, you know, a part. No, he was really there to redeem us, to save us. And even one criminal who was crucified was at that very moment said, see, if you are the Son of God, take us down from here. It's interesting that he did not say, get down from here. He said, well, get down, but take us with you, you know, just in case. And the other one says, you know, have you no fear? And to that one, Jesus said, you know, today, you're going to be with me in paradise. Today, immediately mercy. The showing. It's beautiful. The second reading from the Colossians tells us, beautiful hymn, a beautiful, basically, history of our faith. And tells us that God took us out of darkness. And that's what we celebrate. A kingdom of light, a kingdom of mercy, a kingdom that calls each one of us. What then is our response to this? Well, our response is to ask the Lord to help us to live in humility, to really care for one another, to really, in a humble way, know that the Lord is the King that has shown us, has opened the path for us of total giving of himself, showing us that we don't live, should not live for ourselves alone, but at service to God and to our neighbors. We live in a world that's so much the vision that is there. You know, this week, it's interesting, listen to the radios and this and that, and Thanksgiving and family, you know, tradition, many families will gather, people coming from far away, and they gather, they sit at the table, and they said, what is going to be the talk of the table this year? Should we talk about the elections? Is it worthy fighting over that? Sometimes, you know, it is, let us treasure the moments we have in life. Family is a gift. It is a blessing that we have. So let us treasure these moments. You know, it is a way of serving. You know, when we talk about service, sometimes say, well, how can I serve? I cannot go to Africa. Over there I can serve. No. God bless those who can go. If I cannot, I can serve those who are near to me. Servicing means I will listen. I will draw judgments. I will try to be patient. I'll try to be available, to be there for them when they need. Now, those are simple ways of living. And when we do that, because we follow the example of our King, then it has a new meaning that will bring happiness, that will bring fulfillment to each one of us. As we are getting ready to enter this new season, not only of Advent. For some, are the time of Christmas might be very stressful with all the things and this, and time flies. Let us not forget the reason, especially this week. Let us not moment and think of all the things I need to be thankful for, all the things that I need to praise the Lord and praise God, not only for the blessings that I have received, but the world and the people around. And let us not forget the less privileged, that perhaps did not have so many blessings or did not have so many opportunities to leave those blessings as we have. And then we'll be following not a kingdom of appearances only, of, you know, beautiful and powerful and glamour and everything else that, you know, the world values so much. But we'll be following a king who gave his life, his service to the end, who gave his life for us, so that all of us would indeed have life, eternal life.